What makes a book from 1936 still transform lives in our digital age? Dale Carnegie's masterpiece has sold over 30 million copies worldwide and remains on Warren Buffett's essential reading list nearly a century after publication. The secret lies in capturing fundamental truths about human nature that transcend time and technology. In an era of increasing digital isolation, Carnegie's principles about genuine connection feel more relevant than ever. While most self-help books fade within years, these insights continue to revolutionize relationships decade after decade, proving that sometimes the most innovative ideas are the timeless ones that tap into our unchanging human needs for recognition, understanding, and respect. Even hardened criminals like Two-Gun Crowley, who killed a policeman, believe themselves to have kind hearts. This self-deception exists in everyone. When criticized, we defend rather than change our behavior. Abraham Lincoln demonstrated this wisdom when he wrote, but never sent, a harsh letter to an opponent, knowing it would only breed resentment. Unlike flattery, which is insincere and quickly detected, genuine appreciation stems from recognizing others' true value. Psychologist William James identified appreciation as the deepest principle in human nature. Charles Schwab exemplified this when, instead of scolding workers smoking in a prohibited area, he gave them cigars and politely requested they smoke outside, earning their respect and cooperation through dignity rather than criticism. Specific appreciation, "I noticed how patiently you handled that client," proves more effective than generic praise, as it demonstrates genuine attention and recognition. What makes someone instantly likable? Not what they say about themselves, but how genuinely interested they are in others. Think about dogs. What makes them the quintessential companion? They offer unconditional attention and affection without ulterior motives. Charles Schwab, who rose from day laborer to earning America's first million-dollar salary, attributed his success not to technical knowledge, but to his ability to arouse enthusiasm among people. This principle manifests in simple yet powerful ways: really listening to someone's name and making an effort to remember it, giving undivided attention when someone speaks, and preparing to engage others on topics they care about, as Theodore Roosevelt did before White House meetings. Jim Farley, who became Postmaster General of the United States from humble beginnings, could call 50,000 people by their first names, understanding that a person's name is the sweetest sound to their ears. The beauty of genuine interest is that it cannot be faked. People instinctively sense when curiosity is authentic, making this principle both powerful and pure. In a world where everyone is eager to prove themselves right, there's remarkable power in admitting when you're wrong. This counterintuitive approach transforms potential conflicts into opportunities for connection. Consider the man who, finding his apartment burglarized, offered the teenage culprit a job rather than pressing charges, recognizing the desperate circumstances behind the crime. This unexpected response not only prevented jail time, but transformed the boy's life trajectory. Benjamin Franklin mastered this approach in politics, introducing opinions with phrases like, "I could be mistaken, but..." This humility made others more receptive to his ideas without feeling threatened. When clearly wrong, quickly admitting it diffuses tension immediately. A department store manager demonstrated this when dealing with an angry customer, immediately acknowledging the error, apologizing sincerely, and asking how to make it right. The customer, prepared for battle, became a loyal patron instead. The beauty of humility is that it doesn't diminish authority. It enhances it. People respect leaders who acknowledge imperfections while still providing guidance. In a world where everyone wants to be heard, the person who truly listens wields extraordinary influence. The best conversationalists aren't those who speak brilliantly. They're those who listen attentively. Consider the department store manager who transformed an angry customer into a loyal patron simply by giving her uninterrupted time to voice frustrations. Sigmund Freud recognized this therapeutic power. His patients experience relief not primarily through his interpretations, but through being truly heard, perhaps for the first time. Abraham Lincoln exemplified this principle during his presidency. Despite Civil War pressures, he made time to meet ordinary citizens during public days, giving them undivided attention regardless of how minor their concern seemed. In business, sales professionals who listen more than talk consistently outperform those who dominate conversations. The paradox of listening is that it actually gives you more influence, not less. When people feel heard, they become more receptive to your perspective, less defensive, more open to new ideas, and more likely to consider alternative viewpoints. The fundamental secret of dealing with people lies in understanding a simple truth. People act primarily based on their own interests, not yours. Just as a fisherman uses worms rather than strawberries as bait because fish prefer worms, effective persuasion requires offering what others desire, not what you think they should want. Henry Ford captured this perfectly. If there is any one secret of success, it lies in the ability to get the other person's point of view. Consider the father struggling to keep his son from playing in the street. Direct commands failed until he asked the boy to help watch for cars to keep younger children safe. By appealing to the boy's desire to feel important, the father achieved through cooperation what he couldn't through coercion. In business, a real estate agent struggling to sell an apartment with a dated kitchen reframed this limitation as an opportunity for buyers to design their dream kitchen without guilt and made the sale. The key is genuine empathy, truly understanding what matters to the other person through thoughtful questions and attentive listening. Effective leadership inevitably involves addressing other shortcomings, but how this is done determines whether it inspires improvement or resentment. Begin with genuine praise before addressing areas for improvement, not as manipulation, but recognizing that most people have both strengths and weaknesses. The language used matters enormously. Replacing "but" with "and" after praise maintains positive momentum. Compare, "I appreciate your creativity, but your reports need structure," with, "I appreciate your creativity, and adding structure would make them even more effective." Indirect approaches often prove most effective, as when a manager asked an inappropriately dressed employee which colleagues exemplified professional appearance. Without explicit criticism, the employee understood expectations and adjusted accordingly. Questions often work better than statements. "What do you think about trying this approach?" invites engagement rather than compliance. Perhaps most importantly, effective leaders make people eager to improve by giving them a reputation to live up to. When consistently applied, these principles create relationships that benefit everyone involved, transforming interactions from potential conflicts into opportunities for mutual growth and understanding.